Missouri's last abortion clinic could be shut down this Friday because the state is refusing to renew Planned Parenthood's license. Now, this story was first reported by CBSNews.com, and it comes just days after the governor there, Mike Parson is his name, signed a bill into law banning abortion after 8 weeks of pregnancy with no exceptions for rape or incest. Missouri is one of six states to pass similar laws this year. None of those laws have taken effect yet.
If the St. Louis clinic closes, Missouri will become the first state effectively to end all legal abortion service since Roe versus Wade established that right back in 1973. We reached out to Governor Parson and the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, but they did not provide a comment. Planned Parenthood is suing to keep providing abortions at that clinic with an emergency court hearing today. The organization's president and CEO, Dr. Lena Wen, is with us. Good morning, Dr. Wen. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
The new law in Missouri does not actually go into effect until the end of August. What is the state telling you about why it may not renew the clinic's license?
Well, this is a real public health crisis that's happening right now, because we could face a situation where by the end of the week, more than 1.1 million women in Missouri will have abortion inaccessible in their own state. So abortion remains legal, but if it's inaccessible, then for all intents and purposes, women just are not able to access essential health care.
What are you expecting at the hearing today?
Well, we hope that the court will see exactly what's happening, which is that over the last 10 years, the state of Missouri has imposed regulation upon regulation that has no basis in medicine. We've complied with all of them because we want to keep our health center open. These are things like making our hallways extra wide, forcing women to wait 72 hours, even having unnecessary invasive pelvic exams.
Isn't that dangerous?
It's bad for health care. It's also traumatizing for women, especially women who've suffered sexual assault and rape. And we've done this because we want to keep on providing health care. But now the state is threatening to prosecute our doctors. The bill that the governor just signed would put doctors up to 15 years in prison for providing medical care. And that's just a terrifying reality for women and doctors.
What do you think, Dr. Wen, that people don't understand how serious this is?
People need to understand that this is not a drill. It's not hypothetical. Missouri could become the first state in nearly 50 years to have no abortion care in the entire state. And I want people to know that Planned Parenthood will always fight for women. We will always be here. We'll fight in the courts, we'll fight in the legislatures, and we need everyone's support to fight these extreme bans that are happening around the country.
And Planned Parenthood is more than just abortions. I think people need to understand that too.
We at Planned Parenthood are proud to provide the full spectrum of reproductive health care, cancer screenings, affordable birth control, STI, HIV tests, and yes, safe, legal abortion care, because that's what it is. It's health care. And we at Planned Parenthood do more to prevent unintended pregnancies than any other organization.
You know, we've tried to reach out to the state of Missouri and the Department of Health there. We haven't heard back. Don't they have a right under the law to impose these restrictions?
Well, what they are doing is to weaponize the inspection process and to politicize it. I'm a former health commissioner.
So you think it's not in good faith?
Not at all. And in fact, they have said that their intention, the state of Missouri has said, and anti-women's health politicians have said, that all these regulations have only one purpose, which is to shut down the ability of health centers to provide safe legal abortions, which is not going to stop abortion, but it will stop safe legal abortions, and the cost will be women's lives.
You were at the clinic in Missouri yesterday.
That's right.
What were the doctors there telling you?
Well, I met with the staff, the doctors and nurses and other clinicians there, and our staff are saying that they've seen this coming for years because they have been on the front lines of having all these requirements imposed on them that they've had to meet. And now this is coming. This is a warning to everyone in the country that this is not a drill.
I've heard you say that this is personal for you, this particular case. How so?
I was a medical student at Washington University in St. Louis. I volunteered at that health center, and I've seen for myself the women who already travel hundreds of miles to access essential health care. And now to see that health care literally being taken away, that will endanger women's lives, in particular women with low income, women who have to travel from rural areas. And this is what's happening around the country. This is the real impact of these terrible laws that are being passed.
Dr. Lena Wen, thank you for joining us. We have to go, but I do want to point out donations, they are going up. True?
They are, and I hope that people will keep on supporting Planned Parenthood and other organizations that provide essential health care.
As you say, it's not a drill.
I'd like to propose a toast. Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Respect to the ladies who lunch, but it's 2019. Time's up. It's time for the ladies who rant.
Here's to the ladies. Wow, you're coming in hot. You were coming in hot with that. I was
the red mark.
Not
the red. Well, I'm just feeling
prepared.
It. You want to try it again?
I'm gonna. Here's to the ladies who rant. Bringing it in easy.
It was like really jazzy that time. A little jazzy, jazzy town.
Like that was. Whoa.
Woo. Well, I'm feeling it, man. I'm ranting. I'm ready to rant.
She literally was like, "I'm ranting." I'm like, "Should we record?" Because
kind of. And that's when I said yes. Kind of.
Like we've been sitting here for 3 hours talking.
We're catching up.
When'd you get here?
I don't know what time is it now. I don't know. Like two hours ago, maybe.
We've been chatting.
Chatting away. Anywho, I've decided that we need to start introducing ourselves because some people may not know who we are, and that's unfortunate for them, but that's a whole character, by the way. I just want to say, hi, guys. I'm Amin Khan, and this is...
I just don't want to be associated with you. I don't want to be associated with this.
No,
I don't want to be...
Because no, we
I
just...
don't want my name associated with...
Well, because you're Nay-Nay. Nay-Nay. By the way, I wrote a really nice review about us today.
You wrote?
Well, also a bio...
Did you fake review on
no,
iTunes?
No, I was
something?
Honest. No, okay. But so there's a new... So, you know, podcast world is really growing, as we know. That is a full cup, and I love what you do with that.
I would not be judged by
no,
you.
No, I'm not judged.
Okay.
I'm judged. I will not be judged away. Okay, bubbles. So, there is
that
a new...
judging me.
She's always judging.
There's a new site called Podcaster, or Podchaser, something like that. I'll send it. But it's basically the new IMDb for podcasts. They're trying to, like, have a directory for it. Mm-hmm. So our amazing producer, Kevin, already had us up there.
Hi,
I found on accident, which is amazing.
I needed to.
What did you say? You know I edit sound effects now, so that would be fun. Okay, continuing. We'll play that later. But there is a site where I needed to have a bio on our host, so I wrote a bio for you.
What did you say?
Amazing things.
What did you
on
say?
On all true.
What did you say?
All true.
She will not revenge go see a show by herself in a dark theater.
No, that was...
Guys, I need a vote. I need a vote. Okay, so Andrea Nay-Nay was betrayed.
She was oh, now betrayed. You say your name.
My name's Andrea. That's my name.
Yes.
I was betrayed by some people, and these people are having they're remounting a show here in LA that I could Uber to whilst drunk, and on a given Monday night, and I kind of just want to go and sit in the dark and watch it.
And have popcorn.
And have, well, I don't know if I'm allowed, I don't want
to
get
kicked,
I just want to get kicked out for like some arbitrary reason.
But they probably have popcorn there.
I don't want to be, I want to get like kicked out for me going, ha! No, in dead silence in the theater.
Shia LaBeouf already did that, so it's fine.
I know. Shia LaBeouf left at intermission.
It's true.
My point is, should I do this? Tweet. Yes, Andrea should do this.
Hashtag yes, Andrea.
Hashtag,
she should do
yes,
this.
Yes, Andrea. I'll do this. Or hashtag no, Andrea. Don't be
bad
psycho.
Idea, Andrea.
Don't
bad
be.
Andrea.
Because the thing is, they think I'm psycho anyways.
Well, we're all a little psycho, but if they think they're not psycho, then that's a two.
No, they legit think I'm crazy and insane. So if I don't do it, they're going to keep thinking I'm crazy and insane. If I do it, then they'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, shit, yeah, she crazy, insane. Mm-hmm. So, like, either way.
Either way, you can't win. So you need to do it for yourself.
But,
if that's
but
you
I can win because of a go. And I see this awful show,
so
and I sit in the dark and go,
I think you'll just be laughing a lot because it's something to just laugh about. So just prep yourself if you do. Really? I support you no matter what. So whatever you want to do, whatever works.
Come get me from jail if I am arrested.
Absolutely. Because I'm a real friend, so I got your back, boo.
Will you pay my bail?
If I have money,
or
yes.
Or go to a bail bondsman.
Yes, I will go to Aladdin Bail Bonds.
Go give me
who's not a sponsor of our show, but I will.
Maybe he should be.
Maybe he should be.
We should get some.
Add that to our sponsorship list.
I'm just saying.
That's a hoax. There
so hashtag Andrea, you should do it, or Andrea, just no.
86,
no.
Andrea. 86!
86, Andrea.
Or not. I feel like a lot of our listeners, especially Jasmine and Danielle, would say, go!
I think that, you mean our two listeners? Our two listeners. Hi, two listeners.
Hi, guys.
How are you? We miss you.
Yeah.
Danielle, we are fucking going to Animal Kingdom. Fucking going.
Yeah,
I swear to fucking
Danielle,
God.
I just heard about that, so yeah, we gotta talk about that at some point.
I wanna get a Magic. Fuck Magic Kingdom. Fuck it up the ass. We're going to Animal Kingdom.
We've been there. We haven't been to Magic.
It's called Disneyland, motherfucker.
It's actually called Disney World.
Sorry, I'm sorry. That motherfucker was not towards you.
Well,
a little bit it was, but
it's a good word.
But
I don't know why people can't get on the bandwagon with that.
The point is, I'm going to Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
I don't know what you're doing that day. I will fight to the death. I'm fucking going to Animal.
I just had Xena Warrior Princess come into mind.
Oh, you're having a full fucking goddamn day at Epcot because it is food and wine.
I love Epcot.
It is food and wine, goddamn.
Listen, when we travel to Walt Disney World ever in our lifetime, we have got to always go to Epcot.
It is food and goddamn fucking wine.
Exactly.
Sorry. Huh. I don't give a fuck about Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, yep.
Do not give
you don't
a fuck.
Want any magic.
I will go to the not so scary. Okay, guys, anyone who's not like our two friends that are listening, you don't give a fuck about any of this, but it is really important to me.
And that's important to me. If it's important
to
you,
it's
important to me.
Because we're going to the not so scary party anyways. I don't know why we need a whole other day at the map. Okay, Danielle, we will discuss this later. We will discuss this later.
Accio wine.
It's Accio wine? So I have these Harry Potter glasses that says, I solemnly swear that I'm up to no good.
Wine glasses,
and another one that says, Accio Wines. And she's like, Accio
Wines? It's double C. To me, that's ch.
Have you never seen a Harry Potter?
I've seen a couple. But like Game of Thrones, I did not care much about it. I'm sorry.
Get the fuck out of my house.
No.
Get the fuck out of my house.
No. This is why we're going to have it at a studio next, because then you can't do that.
I can say get the fuck out of the studio. There's an empty apartment next door. You go there.
That's so true. That'd be funny if we had
you go there. Okay, kids. Ami's getting more wine. It's Andrea time. What the kids, I don't even know what she's doing here. I don't know. She's singing. She's doing weird.
Xena Warrior Princess. Get it?
That is not the theme for Xena Warrior Princess. Is that it?
Oh, my God. Get out of your own house.
Can she do that? Can she force me out of my house? It's in the freezer, dumbass.
Okay. Look, we don't need name calling, okay? We don't need no name calling. Save that for the show.
Guys, don't listen to her. It's fine. It's Andrea's show. It's fine. First of all, so Xena Warrior Princess. Mm-hmm. She was a lesbian.
Well, she was kick-ass, though.
She was a lesbian. Nothing bad with being a lesbian, but she was a lesbian in the 90s when it wasn't so cool to be a lesbian.
I do remember that one episode.
Her and Gabrielle.
Where her and Gabrielle had
I was like, what?
And I thought, that's cool. I don't know what that really is.
I didn't understand it.
I didn't really understand it. Do you remember? I didn't even judge it then. You know what I mean?
Do you remember the movie The Butcher's Wife? There was a movie of The Butcher's Wife. I think it's Jeff Daniels. Not sure. I can IMDb it.
Jeff Daniels is going to run right now, by the way, politically. Like, just go down.
What's wrong with Jeff? Oh, you know, I saw his thing.
Great.
I was like,
Jeff Daniels. Jeff Daniels.
We have to heal this wound or we will never stop bleeding. We have to make good this crime. We have to show Tom Robinson justice in this courtroom. Now, we can start gathering the animals two by two because we'll be shown God's justice in a hurry. We can't go on like this. We know that. So let's hasten the change. Let's hasten the end of the beginning. Let's do it right now in Macomb. Let's begin by restoring this man to his family. Let's begin with justice.
That was Jeff Daniels in his Tony-nominated performance as Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird. The show is a stunning reminder that our hearts can be moved and our minds opened by a simple story about one man doing the right thing and conducting himself as though all of our children are watching. To Kill a Mockingbird on Broadway now is as relevant today as it was when it was written and as important during this moment of turmoil as ever. To Kill a Mockingbird has been nominated for 9 Tonys and just recently broke the record for the highest grossing American play in history. Jeff Daniels, who stars in it, is here with us. Now, you've been warned. How I was going to be here. Thank you so much for coming anyway.
I'm happy to be here. Very happy to be here.
How do you guys know each other?
He's a masochist. Or a sadist.
Well, speaking of that, you have not missed a single performance.
Yeah.
No, we're in our we are in our 7th month of a year-long run, and 8 shows a week. And no, not yet. I've been sick twice.
And you've done it anyway.
Yeah. The line is, what do you do when you get the flu on Broadway? 8 shows a week. You just do it. You just do it.
Why are you doing this show?
It's Atticus Finch. Aaron Sorkin wrote the play based on the book, and Harper Lee, Pulitzer Prize, beloved book, revered. He is one of the iconic heroes in America, happens to be fictional, but still, you can put, people put him up there with Washington and Lincoln and all of that. You get to play him. You get to become him. And every night, you walk out there, and we pin the ears back of basically white America. America comes in and they go, we had no idea it was that tough. And it's a slap in the face. It's a wake-up call. It's also a decision. Atticus has to go through a change different than the book. We made him more of the protagonist who has a change. And his change is, it's to David's point earlier, or to Mayor Pete's point earlier, the people on the other side, they don't have bad intentions, not all of them. Atticus believes that there's goodness in everyone. You just have to care enough to look for it. And that's being challenged now.
That's being challenged. And I get to come back and talk to you after. And I confess that it was me sobbing in the fourth row.
There was some weeping. And,
when Atticus is at the jail and protecting, the KKK comes. They come for him. And it's Scout that recognizes one of her hooded neighbors and says, Mr. Cunningham. And I started sobbing. I mean, our children are watching this moment. Atticus's children are played by extraordinary actors in the play. And it is this reminder that in this moment in our politics, our children are watching.
Children are watching. And I live in Michigan. And after the election, I was surprised at some of the people. You know, I said, can you believe this election? And they go, yeah, isn't it great? And you're going, whoa, my wife's on Facebook. And these go, oh, we got another Trumper, you know. And it's just, you didn't see it coming. Atticus goes through this. I know these people. They're good people. And there are reasons why. And he's an apologist. He's an enabler. And I think there are people in the Midwest between the coasts who don't pretend, who don't know anything about, who don't care about this, who don't have time for this, who have to make a decision now. You have to decide whether, like Atticus, you believe that there is still compassion, decency, civility, respect for others. Do unto others. Remember that? Do unto others. All that stuff you guys believe in, and you still voted not for Hillary or for Trump. Where are you now? Because your kids are looking up at you going, but he lies. And I think there are a lot of people in the Midwest who are going, it might be enough for them. We're going to find out if the big gamble is to go all the way to November 2020, which I agree, and lose, it's the end of democracy.
One of the people who came to see To Kill a Mockingbird, I think in January, is former FBI Director Jim Comey,
yes.
who is sort of the tip of the spear in this fight between the president and his own Justice Department, FBI. I texted him today. I didn't know that he came to see the play and asked him what it means in this moment, and he wrote this. Do we have that to put up? I'll read it off my phone here. First, he said the whole family went in early January. We were so excited to see it that Patrice, that's his wife, fell on the sidewalk, broke her clavicle, and refused to go to the hospital. She held her arm in place during the show. It's the perfect play for our time. It reminds us that people can be deeply biased and flawed, but the truth is a real thing. And our heroes in the long run are always those who stood up for it. The thousand little cowards melt away. There will be no plays about the virtue of this Republican Party and its passion for truth. I mean, he's seeing the same parallel. I think anyone who's been in the arena, in the political arena at another moment, can't escape the parallels between all the cowardice of the mob, which is very much a theme.
Yeah, and Sorkin writes to that. I think it's Sorkin who put it in, where Atticus talks about, you know, a mob acts on emotion, absent facts, absent respect for, absent contemplation, and mostly absent responsibility. What they get is anonymity. A conscience can be exhausting. It'll keep you up at night. A mob's a place where people go to take a break from their conscience. And you lay that line out every night, and you can hear them go, oh.
No, you know what they go,
yeah. Yeah.
And I was sitting there.
Yeah.
Is that
and
what's
that's
happening?
What you, that's what I see when I look at Trump's rallies. That's when I see the lies spewing at these people and people going, I got to believe in something. And he said he'd bring my manufacturing job back and she didn't and I'm all in. But at the end of the day, aside from, yeah, I don't want to pay taxes, it's race. It's race. This is about the Republican Party or a wing of it going, this is our last chance to save the party. And if we don't, it's the end of the Republican Party. And the only way they can do that was to tap the race button and say, go ahead, it's okay. And he did, and they did. And that was the only card they had left to play, and they played it. And they aren't gonna go quietly. And that's why you look at the cowardice of the 15 or so Republicans in the Senate who are still quiet. And I'm not talking about Bob Corker and Jeff Flake and who's the other one that went out the back door.
Yeah.
You know, that's not courage. That's not courage. That's making sure you've got a job somewhere after politics. Courage is standing up and being a true patriot like we used to have way back in 1776 and all of that. We need some. Who are the heroes going to be? Is it going to be the Daniel Ellsberg Pentagon Papers guy? Who's that going to? Who's the guy the Justice Department is going to go, here, Washington Post, here's the unredacted, go. I'm waiting for that guy.
We're all waiting for that guy.
We need people like that. And to look at Congress with all their politics going, well, if I do this, I can't do that. You're all worthless to me right now. You are all worthless. I need people to stand up and be heroic. Who are you? Because democracy is at stake.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. I got it. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You sure can.
Yeah.
The answer is true. It happened.
I got nothing.
I
wow.
So first of all, you're right about the mob. I attended one Trump rally for professional reasons, and a couple of your points resonate. 10,000 people in the arena, less than 5 people of color. The amount of anger in that room was palpable, even before Trump showed up. And as I said to family members later, these are people you go to church with, that you see in your community, that you would never think would go to this forum and express such anger. But here's my question for you. You argue the case in the courtroom 8 times a week. Hmm? Does part of you, Jeff, or even Atticus, is there that little glimmer you hope the verdict comes back differently one of these times?
You hope to appeal to the better angel in them. The white Christian farmer jurors that are sitting there that are faceless, but there they are. You hope that there is good. And I think that's when Atticus gets the punch in the face that, yeah. You know, Atticus, there may not be goodness in everything.
Yes! Who just went? John Voight. John Voight was like, Trump is the best president ever. I'm like, fuck you, John Voight. No, but so the butcher's wife is Demi Moore as a blonde.
Oh, ew.
And in that movie, like hit a guy falls in love with Demi and his wife, he leaves his wife and then his wife finds,
that's new,
but his wife finds like a best friend and they like end up together. And I just remember watching this movie as a kid going, because they like Jeff opens the door and then his ex-wife and another woman are together and they're like, good night, and they shut the door, and I was like, I don't get it. Are they going to talk? Like, I didn't understand.
They're best friends, Andrea. They're best friends.
But I just remember growing up going and be like, this is new.
Yeah.
This is something I've never... Like, it was my first introduction to what...
Oh, interesting.
...gay was.
Okay.
To what being... Or... Because I'd seen some, like, men-on-men stuff. Like, I remember there was an episode of Married with Children.
Oh, really?
Where there was an uncle who put his hand around Al, and Al got, like, really uncomfortable.
Oh, interesting.
And my parents turned off the TV, and so I went to the basement and turned on the black and white TV. I'm like, I want to finish watching this episode. My parents turned it off.
Remember the TVs with five channels? Like, click,
that's
click,
how
click,
old we
click.
Are. Hashtag
and
old millennials.
And I'm happy to say we do know what the fuck that is.
Click, click.
The clickety, clickety, clickety.
Yes. So I knew of, like, the gay men. I had no idea that women could do that as well. And I just remember going, like...
Well, how could we with no rights?
Interesting. Yeah. It's, like, good to know option. Option?
Right. Well, I'm sure that I... If saw something them, before, but honestly, yeah, Xena and Gabrielle were the first one that was, like, so evident of, like, huh.
But no, to me, they were just best friends.
They were
friends.
Just best, but they were best friends best that friends. Really loved each other.
And they just kissed sometimes. I was like, okay, they're just best friends. It just never occurred to me that they were, like, lesbians.
That was lesbians. Big back then. Like, looking back on time, even Golden Girls, when we were watching Golden Girls, like, when they're covering certain
when
things.
When there was a woman who,
yes,
like, was in
that
love.
Was, I
I'll call
them
the,
for
I'm
that,
sorry.
Man, I applaud.
Why
because,
would you be in love with Rose? I'd be like, ugh, Rose. I would be in love with Dorothy. I would be in love with Blanche.
Blanche!
I would not be in love with Rose.
Well, Rose is just cute and fun.
No, Rose is stupid. I hate Rose.
Rose is cute
Rose
and...
Rose is stupid.
Cute is another word for that, but cute.
Rose
She's just
is
sweet
stupid.
And cute. Okay, Dorothy.
That's why, were I an older lesbian in Miami in the 80s, I would go for Dorothy or Blanche.
But you wonder,
just saying.
You wonder about them sometimes.
Just
behind closed doors. I mean,
you can't even limit it out.
Just saying.
Who
they
knew?
Were best friends in different
Who
ways.
Knew what happened? But my point.
They're fine.
She's fine.
She's licking. Oh.
Sophie's choice.
Yeah, exactly. It's not her choice right now.
And my point, I don't know where I got on my lesbian rant. I would totally, totally go to Miami and find an older Blanche if it weren't for Jamie.
Oh, yeah. That's...
For my Every time I'm like, maybe
And the
I'm...
humidity.
Maybe, I know, fuck the humidity. Oh. Every time I'm like, maybe I'm a lesbian, but then I watch Outlander, I'm like, no. No.
Yeah, that helps a
What's
lot.
What's it? Like, no.
No, no, Miss Swan, no, no.
No.
Oh, no, two
penis. Wanted a penis. Wanted that penis.
A penis.
Wanted that penis.
Oh, the penis. Yeah. Wow, this started off
on that
very
note.
Interesting. Yeah. God, there's gonna be so much to cover on this one to put in.
Can we have sound effects? No.
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 No
the penis.
No penis.
No.
Okay.
No. No penis. Yes.
Yes. Penis. Always penis. This is such an interesting word.
Penis.
We're not even drunk.
What about you? I haven't here since 3.
Yeah, well, your glass is still very full. It's all the way to the brim.
I'll work on that. Hey, Andrea, where'd you go?
Hey, Andrea! I don't know how to pronounce your name right, but that's how I pronounce it. My whole life of knowing you now, people are always like, wait, what's her name? How do you say her name? Because that's not how she says her name. I don't
it's
know.
Not. It's always, you were wrong.
It's always
Every
like
time
that.
You pronounce it, it is wrong.
I know, it's always been like that. Anyway... Nay, nay. Where did you go? I missed you so much for last week.
I need a burp.
Wow. Well, that's... I don't know where that is.
I went to our nation's capital. I went to Washington,
Our nation D.C. as in the U.S.
The United States of America. I went to the nation's capital. It's named Washington, D.C.
I don't know how to talk like that.
I went there for my sister's graduation.
Woo!
Yay! Yeah, congratulations. Good job. Good job.
Right on.
Very proud of you. So, my... Okay, so I'm a planner.
Yes, you are.
She's not a planner. Here's how the weekend was described to us. Oh, there's this little thing on Saturday with my school, but then the big graduation's on Sunday. No, 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 no. George Washington University is a huge ass fucking school. Each individual college had their own graduation ceremony on Saturday where they actually read the names.
Oh.
And so every school had like their own little small ceremony, and then on Sunday was the 25,000 people on the mall with
holy shit.
The chick from the Today Show with John McCain's wife, with the NASA lady.
Was Megan there?
No, I oh! she probably was. I didn't see her. I was way off to the side. We didn't see anything.
That would have been interesting.
I don't know her name. I should. I'm such
woman,
an asshole.
Megan McCain.
No.
Graduation ceremony.
You know.
Andrea Rutherford.
The Hidden Figures movie about the.
Oh, yeah.
The the black women in NASA who actually made it possible.
Great story.
One of them was getting a doctorate.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
So it was, like, really cool.
Amazing.
But the point is like, my parents were like, oh, we won't go to the Saturday thing. We'll just go to the Sunday thing. Because my sister made it be like, Saturday's not a big deal. But
oh, my gosh.
I'm in charge of my family. I'm the puppet master. And I figured out, Saturday's the big deal. Sunday's not the big deal. So we all went on Saturday, which is a good thing because it was the actual graduation.
No shit. Wow.
She got on stage and I yelled the loudest and she's very happy about that.
That's awesome.
So it was great. And then Saturday, I'm just going to tell you the whole trip.
Please. I want to know. I haven't heard anything.
Saturday we went to Nobu.
I can't believe there's a Nobu.
It's Nobu in D.C.
From Malibu to
Malibu
Washington, D.C.
Malibu to Washington, D.C. Wow. It was a $670 meal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I paid for 100 of it.
Yeah. And how many people in your family?
It's just the four of us. Because my grandma, my mom
guys
did not
did well with eating.
I was like, it was the most decadent. Like, it was...
No, it's good food.
It was freaking
really
worth it.
Yeah,
I was very happy about that. And then Sunday, my grandma, my mom, and my dad were like, okay, we'll get up. And me and my sister were like... You're not allowed to come. You're not allowed, because it was outdoors. It was hot as hell. You'd have to get up really early to get a seat. And so we were like, guess what? You're not invited. You're not invited anymore to the graduation. Because they're like, okay. Because they didn't want to come anyways. They'd have to get up at 7 a.m. Oh. So I was like, sleeping. We'll go to lunch later with my reservation. So me and my brother-in-law, we went to... He got the seats. He started the seat in the shade. Like, it was off to the side where you really couldn't see anything. But we're like, fuck it. We don't care.
Yeah.
We're here for Heather. She doesn't know where we are. And so we're there. I just said her name. Sorry. We sat together. And then all of a sudden, there were, 50 people sitting around us. Because they saw,
that
we were in the shade. And so they all came and sat in the shade with us. And so it was good. And so it was just basically me and my brother-in-law talking. And he's like a weird, I love him to death, but he is like this weird Drudge Report, conspiracy theorist kind of guy. And the funny thing was, we agreed on a lot of things. He's like, well, there's this undercover thing about the economy and the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. I'm like, yeah, but he, and so I was like, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. It's like this conspiracy Illuminati thing. And I'm like, it's not. It's just greedy-ass CEOs.
It's the facts of the reality of what people are doing.
It's actual people who just have lots and lots of money, and they buy politicians, and they buy that's what happens. He's like, no, it's like this underground organization that's been around for centuries. I'm like, okay, you want it to be that.
Go to the Bohemian Grove, then.
But that's what I'm like, that's what you want it to be.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bohemian Grove. I know what you're talking about. That's what you want it to be. You want it to be these, secret societies. You want it to be, black helicopters. It's not as interesting as all that.
Yeah.
It's just
That's a great
really,
TV show.
It's, really rich, greedy people.
Yeah.
Who have power and they don't want to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And so it's really... It was interesting to talk to him because we were just... Because the thing is, he doesn't like... piece of shit either.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like him for different reasons than I don't
it's
like
so
him.
It's so interesting how that is with the different people.
It's just, it was just, so that was, and then we went to a restaurant, and then Sunday, and then they left, and then I was with the Kane crew with my grandma and my mom and my dad, and I just took him around to a bunch of, we went to the my favorite museum. Mm. First of all, the Natural History Museum is awesome. It's so much fun.
I'd love to see that.
Air and Space is really cool. It's my dad loved it so much. Mm. He walked in. He's like, "That's this. That's this.
Oh,
that's this."
I saw the photos. He
knew
really happy.
Everything was so happy. But then the Portrait Gallery is what I really wanted to go to.
Your photos were amazing. Thank you for sharing.
I saw
Thank
Obama.
You so much.
I saw
yes.
Michelle. The funny thing was my grandma. She saw Obama's painting. She's like, "I don't like all that stuff. I don't like all that stuff because he has leaves." Because you know,
oh, you mean like leaves around
floral.
Him? It's art.
It's
I
art.
Mean, I get
it's
what
also,
she's
but
saying
it's also feminine. She's like, it's very art. But there was a black guard right next to it who I could see would be like, shut up, old white woman. Don't you disrespect my Obama. And I was like, Grandma, shut the fuck up.
Oh, Lordy.
Shut
Oh, Lordy.
Shut the fuck up. So, same thing about
him. I know what you're talking about because you posted it. It's a beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Well, it's his portrait. And then, like, you.
So that's actually his portrait.
That's his actual.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Presidential portrait.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's in, like, with all the other portraits. And Bill.
Well, he just wanted to be unique.
Bill Clinton had a really weird one, too. It was
interesting. I didn't know that.
So, Michelle, and after that, we saw Michelle. My grandma started talking about Michelle, and there was another guard there who also happened to be black. And she started saying, I was like, shut up, grandma. Don't say any, grandma. Shut the fuck up. Don't say anything bad about Michelle. And all she
said was, Michelle is awesome.
All she said was, that doesn't do her justice. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Fair enough. That's because she's way more beautiful than any painting can ever be.
It's just, it's that generation. So sometimes she would just, like, she said Oriental. Right. Instead of Asian. And I was just like, thankfully we were alone in the elevator. I was like, grandma, just don't say that.
Do you ever wonder what our generation's going to be like to the next generation telling us?
Well, I'm not going to say fucking Oriental.
Well, I know that. I mean, I agree, but I just feel like maybe it's a tech thing that's going to be different, but I hope to God we're not like that. I really do.
I'm not going to say that.
I'm going to try my hardest, at least.
Well, and then, you know what? That's a good point, though. Maybe, like, how we treat transgender people, how we treat...
Right, exactly. Like, maybe there's something that we're not really fully understanding because we don't really know how to yet. Mm-hmm. It's not that we don't want to.
Yeah.
But just to kind of think outside the box, like, in the future, to keep an open mind, people, and, like, let's always continue learning, even in our later age.
If
that's possible.
I'm just kind of like, if a group of people say, hey, call us this, fucking call them that.
Yeah.
It's their decision. Like, hey, I want to be called this. I'm like, okay, I will call you that. I do want to say, so...
Yes, please.
Monday, because my grandma and my mom went to a travel agent. Yes, they exist. They got this tour, and the tour, giant bus, a huge bus.
Oh, no way. You went on this?
8 people.
No.
It was me, my mom, my dad, my grandma, a couple from South Africa who I loved, another couple from, I don't know where they're from, but they were basically like this old, like, retired teachers. So it was literally 8 of us and this driver on this gigantic bus. We went to the Capitol, and of course I'm like already taking care of my 90-year-old grandma, my 265-year-old parents, and then I'm in charge of, like, I'm best friends with these, like, South Africans, and then I'm like taking care of, like, this. I was very stressed out that day.
Oh, Lordy.
But the Capitol was great. I wanted to see one of the chambers, but we couldn't go in.
What do you mean that one of the houses?
The chambers, like the house where the Senate is. We saw like the...
We saw Nancy Pelosi's...
I
saw that photo. That's
I saw
awesome.
The photo of her and then like the dome and everything. So we saw like the regular tour, but I didn't see the house. And then we went to... he drove us all around. We saw Ford's Theater, you know, where Lincoln was shot. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
For some reason, I didn't think it was in Washington.
No, it's in D.C.
I thought it was somewhere else.
No.
Interesting.
Right there. Literally by that date.
Do they have that area closed off?
No, it's open. It's like there's like a freaking like McDonald's next door.
No, I mean like actually the theater area that he sat when he was shot.
I'm sure.
That?
I didn't go in.
That'd be interesting.
I didn't go in, but we drove past
love
it.
To see that.
And then they also have preserved the bar that or the tavern that Wilkes Booth went into.
Oh.
Or where he was drinking and when he decided to go shoot. But anyways.
Ooh, love it. Love all history.
And then
I think they
had the house also where they took the body. But anyways.
Okay.
Interesting. We saw that and then we went to... Oh, we went to the whole Lincoln Memorial. I saw the Vietnam Memorial, which my dad was like bawling at.
Yeah.
We saw Korea, which was great, the Korea Memorial. The next day we went to Arlington, and they have it, like, what I love about these places is they have like tours, like package, like you pay $15, you get on the tram, you go on the tour.
Yeah.
So we were on the tram and it's like, and we want to get off the tram to go see, JFK's memorial and then get back on the tram. So we just went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We saw the changing of the guards, which my dad really wanted to see. What sucked about the tram is there were so many school groups wearing MAGA hats.
Oh,
children.
Lord.
But here's the thing. They weren't just like baseball caps. They were fucking Fisher hats. They were like Fisher hats.
Of course they were.
Like fisherman hats with
that
MAGA
were too
ship.
Big for their heads, probably.
And I was like, because like we had to sit in the handicapped or the disability area at the front of the tram, and I was facing the rest of the tram instead of looking forward, and all I saw was a sea. A sea of MAGA hats. And I was like, I will die. I will die. And my mom's like, are you cool? I'm like, no.
Oh, you should take a photo of that.
No, I'm not. Really I was just trying to keep my cool.
Yeah, of course, of course.
So much. Thankfully, but what was really weird about being in D.C. was I would be in D.C. and then I would look down on my phone and there would be like, blah, blah, blah is denying a subpoena from the Congress. I'm like, that's that building right there.
Right, so it's happening in real time.
So it's like this is happening in real time while I'm there.
Interesting.
And it's funny because it's almost, it's me and my sister talked about it afterwards, and she's like, it's all fake. Everything, like all of D.C., it's like this fake little veneer of everything's good, everything's perfect, everything's white and shiny. Mm. But all this, like there were no protests, there were no like, there was no graffiti, there was no like walls that said fuck Trump. There was nothing like that. All that is just squash. So it was a really weird,
it was neutral.
Yeah,
vanilla.
Kinda like everything's fine, everything's fine. one place we did go, that I did mention, we went to the MLK Memorial, which was beautiful.
Nice.
It was so
I love that you covered so much. I've never thought about a trip there.
Andrea does a lot.
No,
go
you
on vacation
do.
With I, Andrea.
I,
she sees
that's why
everything.
I love traveling with you because you get shit done
see
and
everything.
You do. You see, you could make a business out of that.
I
you
get
really
it, good. It's
but,
called hashtag Andrea's the best at planning.
It's true.
Remember that, Danielle.
We're going to have them on soon again when we have a re-hangout.
Danielle. Hashtag Andrea's the best at planning.
That's the thing. It's like, unfortunately, in our country, we don't make that a priority to go see our country. We don't, like, at least the history of where it started, or at least where the main capital is. And I think it's very important, even through these dark times, to really do what you did. To really see, you know, the history and the part of it all.
My sister saw his... because we saw a bunch of, like, caravans with important people, but I knew none of them were piece of shit because he always, any presidential caravan has an ambulance.
Oh, I didn't know
with
that.
With it, yeah.
That
always.
Makes, I mean, that makes sense, honestly.
Always, without
especially
a
with him.
It's like several armored cars and an ambulance because, just in case.
Just in case.
So my sister saw him. I was like, I'm so sorry. But I didn't flip. Here's what I wanted to say. We went by the White House. I did not flip off the White House, and here is why. I flipped off Trump Hotel. There were a couple of those there,
I can't
which
believe
is
you
disgusting.
Had that there. Have they always been there?
No.
They came up recently when he was in office?
Or like a couple years or something. But the point is that you could look, the thing is, you could look at the building and see that it says Trump International Hotel and be like, that sign is easily replaceable.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, that sign will get taken down. It's not a big problem. I did not flip off the White House because the one thing I got from this entire trip, especially, like, on the first day when me and my dad walked the entire mile, which is so fucking long.
If what you do you ever, mean? What do you mean?
Going from, we went from, like, the castle in the Smithsonian Castle all the way to the Lincoln Memorial.
Oh, you have
it's a
walk.
Long
oh,
fucking walk.
Interesting. That's cool, though.
But, like, going up, my dad, like, he didn't want to go up the steps, and so I was like, I'm gonna go, like, to the foot and then take a picture, and then I was like, Andrea, you're the fucking Lincoln Memorial.
Go all the way up. Oh, I would go all the way.
Go all the way. So I walked all the way up, and I cried. I was like, this is, like, it's a huge statue, and then you see
of
it.
Of Lincoln,
it's
just, right?
Of Lincoln, and you cry. I was crying, and everyone was, like, taking selfies of themselves with Lincoln. I'm like, fuck you, you're nothing. You're, like, look at me with, like, you're fucking nothing. Like, what this, anyways.
Yeah.
But I started crying, then I looked out off the Lincoln Memorial, past the Washington Monument to the Capitol.
The water and everything.
The water
there,
and everything,
yeah,
like, the reflecting core and everything. And I was just kind of like, we're so much bigger than him.
So,
like, we're so much bigger than this piece of shit. He's not going to break us. We're fine. That's why I did not flip off the White House. I looked at the White
House.
It's
not the White House fault.
Well, also,
I mean, can you imagine him being inside you? I mean, oh!
Why did you give me
sorry,
that image?
I didn't mean that. Why would you do that to me? I'm so sorry.
Why would you
I
do that
going
to me?
There. I was going to the White House as being like a, you know what I mean? Like,
but
a beautiful, beautiful entity of history, and then this person comes in, and you have no fucking control over it.
Well, and the point is, it's our house, not his house.
That's
and it's, we're totally fine.
Metaphor, though.
And when you go into the portrait gallery, the first photo is of Andrew Jackson. Mm. And Andrew Jackson was a mass murderer. He physically murdered people, hundreds of people, with his own bare hands, and he is personally responsible for killing thousands and thousands of Native Americans, for the Trail of Tears, for relocation. Like, he's a fucking mass murderer.
Yeah.
He's a mass murderer. We survived him. We will survive this piece of shit. It is...
Great point.
Totally fine. So I have a list of things to talk about.
The list!
Thanks for listening to this That's Entertainment Podcast Network podcast. Want to hear more great shows? Head on over to thatentertains.com/network to find other great podcasts. We have interview shows like Everything is Awesome with Kevin Gallagher, pop culture and awareness shows like Victims of Villains, and awareness shows like Bullies Keep Out. Keep your eyes posted this spring as we bring back recap shows like After Party of One and The Zomcast. We're also going to be launching some actual play and actual play adjacent shows like Single Player and In Character with Kevin Gallagher. Find more information about these shows and more on thatentertains.com/network.
Oh my God, that was the most amazing thing you just said.
Thank you.
Literally, like,
it blew your mind, didn't it? I mean, blew mine when I first said it to myself, but
I will never hear anything better than that.
It was
to
so
just
good that
fully
I don't...
explain and give me hope.
I tend to do that sometimes. It just comes through me, but I don't remember what I said now, so I can't.
I don't know
it
where to go from there. I think we.
And good night. No. No, I was like, you were talking about your list.
Oh, do you want to go by your list? Do you have a list?
I have my notebook pad.
The
notebook is gone at the moment.
What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
Do you want? God damn it. What do you want?
I have to go.
No, I mean, I had a couple things. I mean, mine's out of order. I just write down everything throughout the week. You have your order, and then we'll go into yours. How about that?
First on the list, Missouri Clinic. Fuck you, Missouri.
Fuck you all who are banning the bands, okay? Okay, real talk coming out. Real motherfucking talk. Come on. Real talk.
I'm searching for some real love. Wait, am I a lover? Heartbeat, real love.
Oh, I thought you were done.
No, you were gone.
I like real love, but real talk. That should be our next... You know what we need to do is record these little snippets, and then we can actually put them into post.
Real talk. So, I went to college in Missouri, and
You
imagine it. You're honorary person. I don't want to cause problems, but I literally am about to post on the alumni group saying, anyone who is currently at my college... and needs to come visit me, I have an open invitation.
I think you should, because this is a real
open
times that need
invitation.
Help.
Underground
need
railroad
need...
time.
Did I not say that in our last podcast?
You did. And I felt weird posting that. I'm like I don't want to take away from the actual Underground Railroad. I don't want to like equate the same thing, but it's like a woman Underground Railroad.
I agree with you, because it's becoming... not to the full extent, but it's like the beginning of Handmaid's Tale, where there is an underground situation.
But it's also like they were like... slaves and owned people. It's different from not being allowed body autonomy.
Absolutely.
It's a different thing.
It is. But what I'm saying about that is that if it came to a world where women who could produce heirs or produce...
Well, that's not... fertility is not an issue right now.
Well, it could be, though. That's scary.
But that's a whole... Because, like, I love The Handmaid's Tale. I understand it. But that's about not... that something happens to the human population where they cannot have children. And that's why they go to the extremes to,
I hear you. I hear on that. The
point is right now is that our rights are being taken away without this fertility issue. There's no shortage of children. There's no shortage of human beings on the fucking planet.
I have talked to people that believe that that is true. That there are shortages, that there is issues going on.
Those people are stupid.
Well, I'm not as
those people have not walked downtown in LA or New York in a while.
I know, but I'm saying that they believe that. And I'm sorry to take away, I'm just on this note of what you're talking about.
They're stupid.
They're saying that they believe that people need to save these lives that are being killed every single day, and it is murder. It's murder.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
And a blowjob is cannibalism.
You just said to my daughter, you don't matter. It's a sad day in Alabama, man. I feel like crying for real. I really do. But I'm gonna hold my tears back. Because what you just said to my little girl, that it's okay for a man to rape you, and you got to have his baby. if you get pregnant. You just said to my little girl, my little loving little daughter, you just said to my daughter, you don't matter. You don't matter in the state of Alabama. That the state of Alabama don't care nothing about you, baby. I gotta go home and tell her, the state of Alabama don't care nothing about you, baby. That you can just be raped, or one of your uncles or your cousin or somebody could just rape you and impregnate you, and you gotta carry this baby under Alabama law. Because baby, if you have this abortion, this doctor gonna go to jail for 99 years.
Republicans, you guys used to say, we want the government out of our life. We want them out of our business. We want them out of our bedroom. Yeah, you did. You said one out of my bedroom. Now you're in my womb. I want you out. You don't control this. You don't own this.
Do you know what it's like to be raped?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Do you know what it's like to have a relative commit incest on you?
On me? No, ma'am.
Yes, on you. Okay. So that's one of those traumas that a person experiences, just like that child experienced. And to take that choice away from that person who had such a traumatic act committed against them, to be left with the residue of that person, if you will, to have to bring that child into this world and be reminded of that every single day. Some people can do that. You know, some people can, but some can't.
Sure.
So, but why would you not want a woman to at least have that exception for such a horrific act?
Because I believe that when that unborn child becomes a person, and we need legal guidance on when that is.
But that's not your business. That is not your business. You don't have to raise that child. You don't have to carry that child. You don't have to provide for that child. You don't have to do anything for that child. But yet, you want to make the decision for that woman that that's what she has to do.
This bill is not about pro-life or the right to life. This bill is about control. People are going to have abortion. The problem is, it's going to always be unsafe, inaccessible for those people who have lesser means. We all know about the back alleys, the basements. People will try going online now. How you can mix a concoction to have an abortion.
But why you all want to control our bodies, I will never, ever know. You know, you all are always trying to put the laws on us. I want you all to vote for this one so we can have some equality about this thing, okay? Mr. President, I offer this amendment.
All right, Secretary Reid received
the
amendment.
And ask for the long roll call vote. I saved the best for last.
Uh-oh. Amendment to House Bill 314 by Senator Figures. On page 8, after line 15, insert the following new subsections C and D. C, a man who has a vasectomy shall be guilty of a Class A felony. D, a man who attempts to have a vasectomy shall be guilty of a Class C felony.
Urge you to vote no, members.
Using the long roll call vote. You're talking about life.
All right, Secretary, call the roll.
I love you. I fucking love you. Don't ever change. Just always be you. Yes.
Yes. I'm going to take complete full credit for that.
I know
that.
You probably, I just,
I totally
please.
Stole that from someone else, but still.
That was good. That was good. It's so fucking true in some mentalities right now, man. Oh!
But my point is, if you are in my college from Missouri, come stay with me and I will take you to an abortion clinic. I will even pay for it. So all these abortion bans are happening, and they're just going hog wild because of fucking Did you shut the door?
Of the
fridge. Is it shut?
Yes.
Go make sure it's shut.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't hear it shut. Okay, thank you. Just checking. So I think I posted something on Facebook. I went a little hog wild on Facebook. Where it's like, on election night,
as you're right,
I lost my damn mind. And it said, this is why women were sobbing on election night.
Mm-hmm.
Because we knew. And this is what was going to happen. And when Brett Kavanaugh, why we fought so hard against him is because we knew this would happen.
Right.
The point is that I listened to a couple podcasts about it. The Roe v. Wade is on shaky ground. It passed. It maybe shouldn't have passed when it did. The point is we need a constitutional amendment making abortion legal and safe on all, like, I mean, a federal law. So we need it in the Constitution. It's not right now. Right now it's just a court case upheld by the Supreme Court, which could easily be overturned. And maybe, hear me out, maybe it's going to be the best thing for us.
What?
If Roe v. Wade is overturned.
Seriously? Okay, but, I'm listening.
Listen, if Roe v. Wade is overturned, that could be the catalyst to make everyone freak the fuck out and have us in 2020 have a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic president.
Okay, I hear you on that. I hear you.
If that happens,
the worst becoming the best.
There could be a constitutional amendment making it, making abortion legal across the land.
Two things on that.
Yeah.
One, what? And I'm sorry that I don't know this, and I want to learn better
but
about
our
history.
But that's our podcast, is we don't know these things.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, and that's why like I love people. Talking about real things that fucking matter.
We're not experts on anything.
No, we're not.
Except for musical theater. I know everything, but continue.
Yes. So that's what I love about our podcast and our conversations and always actually talking about things that fucking matter so we can bring awareness, and awareness brings change.
And all I know is stuff I regurgitate from the podcast I listen to, the TV shows
I
watch,
you,
the news.
Yeah, but you're like a fucking sponge, and you observe so... And honestly, babe, every time we get together, I always learn so much through you, and at least, if not that, at least... Yeah, I do. But I'm saying, it always sparks something.
Where's my money?
I need... Well, Patreon, please subscribe, and we will get more for our podcast.
No, you give me money.
Well, when I make more money to give, I will. But right now, it's for the greater good of humankind, and especially womankind right now, okay? That's enough. But the heart, our heart is in the right place, and our brain power is in the right place, because I learned from you, and our two subscribers are from you, and whoever else comes on. But I really do hope it at least sparks something in one person even to really just have more an opinion for themselves or education for themselves or bathing themselves like Sophie is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just having the right to having the right to bathe your own body, babe. Yes, the rights. The rights. Sorry. Dogs are around me. I get confused. Anyway. The point with that, though, is I think it's just, it's knowledge is power. It always has been, always will. I always say that.
So what was your question?
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. I think one of the big, not question, but one of the main things that concerns me about everything going on right now is, even if you have, because I've talked with a lot of people right now with both sides of the abortion thing, and I have my...
Me the right side and the wrong side.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. But, again, trying to play devil's advocate to understand certain abortions as a greater... greater understanding of it all is I'm getting to the point kind of where kind of when how the Republicans are like, oh, well, Hillary did this and that, I'm like, I don't care about it, it's in the past. I'm kind of getting to the point where, like, I care about abortion rights, I absolutely do, but I'm even more greater concerned about just the rights in general, because if we can't agree on, we're not going to ever agree on the abortion rights, it's going to be black and white, it's going to be right and left. What about the rights being taken away for your own body? I feel like in the amendment, it's going to have to be about your body, about your rights for your own self.
No, you make a good
point. And not just the abortion part, because the abortion is a scary word.
Well,
abortion is what ticks the people off or ticks them off.
It's about body autonomy. And
exactly.
I told you the whole thing about, I saw this post that said that, it showed like a woman and she had like a fetus and they're like, it's not just your body. And someone wrote, you know what, if you die in a car accident.
Yes.
It's
okay, Bella. It's
okay. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, Bella.
Oh, Bella, it's okay.
She's really upset. But sorry,
she's very upset about this whole thing happening in the world right now. She's a feminist.
So you die.
I raised her right.
you mm-hmm. go to the hospital,
yes,
they need your organs to save a life.
I'm a donor. I have that on my license.
But if you weren't a donor,
right.
they could not touch you.
Mm-hmm.
So you, as a dead body,
right.
have more rights and
Great
more
point.
Body autonomy than as a live woman.
I think that's the direction they need to go with.
Because their argument is that, like, well, you're killing a life. First of all, there's a question of viability. There's a question of... And also, it's, like, at a certain point, it's not a baby. It is something that is... a guest, a host, your host.
Yeah.
To it. And that doesn't, it's just so, like, what drives me insane, which I'm sure drives everyone insane, is, like, they care so much about this, like, fucking fetal heartbeat, which isn't even a fucking heartbeat. It's just, like, it's basically cells
it's
going
cells
together.
Happening. It's cells happening to create
but you don't
it, but
give
it's not
a
there
flying
yet.
Fuck about all the kids in foster care. You don't care about, unless
yes.
you have 12 yes. adopted children and fostering 10 and you fucking give all the money you fucking have to feed the starving children in Africa, fuck you.
Yeah,
fuck
I
you.
Think that's a huge part of it.
There was
Absolutely.
A video
logically.
Of this poor woman who, it was like the only abortion clinic in, I think, Kentucky or some shit fuck state like that.
I actually got to sit down with two of the doctors that provide abortions at the only freestanding abortion clinic in the state of Missouri, and their big concern is what's going to happen to them in the future. And we talked about a variety of things. At the time we were sitting down, the governor was signing the bill for the abortion bill itself in Missouri, and it had restrictions in there. We talked to them about the restrictions and what they felt of the signing of the bill itself, what that meant to them, and here's what they had to say. What's your reaction to the governor signing the bill today?
I'm certainly not surprised. I think we were expecting it. As we're sort of pursuing all of our legal routes and challenges that are possible, we here at Planned Parenthood will continue to make sure that the Missourians who need abortion care will be able to get that, whether that be with us or with another provider.
While the governor has signed the bill, it doesn't mean that it's actually in effect yet. Abortion is still legal and accessible here at Planned Parenthood in Missouri, as we are the last freestanding clinic for abortion care in the state.
What's your reaction to the bill being called a heartbeat bill?
Many of these bills are equating a six-week pregnancy as having a fetal heartbeat. At 6 weeks, we're talking about essentially two tubes that are lined by some cardiac cells that can do some vibration. So to suggest or to equate, the singularity of the heart as being a sign of some sort of viability is really just medically inaccurate.
Another term that's been used a lot, partial birth abortion. What's the meaning behind that?
It's not a thing. Again, you know, it's another demonstration of how the legislatures and the extreme anti-choice groups have tried to coin language to sort of reach to people's sort of heartstrings and emotions. From a medical lens, I have no idea what that means, right? That has not ever been a medical procedure, and it continues to not be a medical procedure.
And I think language matters. I teach this to the medical students. I teach this to the residents. And when we are clear on the terminology in the medical space, it's easy to talk to patients. But when it's not clear on the legal realm, with these laws being passed and conflating all this language, it makes it impossible to be a healthcare provider and do the right thing for your patients without wondering, am I or am I not in line with the law?
One to New York.
And Casey, that was a conversation we had on Friday. Today we had a press conference with one of those doctors and Planned Parenthood in general, and they essentially said exactly what you were talking about, that it looks like that clinic is being threatened to be closed on Friday because of some restrictions that the state is putting in place. And one of the restrictions in particular they were concerned with was the fact that they wanted to interview what Planned Parenthood is calling interrogate the providers. There are 7 providers at this clinic. The 2 you saw there are the employees of the clinic. They're the ones that give full-time care. They have 5 other providers. Some of those are trainees, residents, and fellows. They wanted to talk to them as well, and they could not give them any assurances that nothing legal would happen beyond that.
Hey there, I'm Chris Hayes from MSNBC. Thanks for watching MSNBC on YouTube. If you want to keep up to date with the videos we're putting out, you can click subscribe just below me or click over on this list to see lots of other great videos.
Y'all, I'm sorry. Y'all fucking shitfuck states. Fuck
yeah,
you.
No, for sure.
I'm so done with, like, let the South secede. Give us Orlando. Rest y'all. Rest y'all can go fuck yourselves. Fuck you.
It's backwards, man. It's really fucking backwards.
Anywho, so next is the Mueller press conference.
Which happened today.
Happened today.
Today being May 29th.
You heard his voice. You heard his voice.
Yes.
You heard the man spoke.
He finally has a voice.
Here's what
I have the quote, by the way.
If you want, I mean, I don't.
Well, I'll play.
I'm so
play
the clue.
Now, I have not spoken publicly during our investigation. I'm speaking out today because our investigation is complete. The Attorney General has made the report on our investigation largely public. We are formally closing the special counsel's office, and as well, I'm resigning from the Department of Justice to return to private life. The order appointing me special counsel authorized us to investigate actions that could obstruct the investigation. And we conducted that investigation, and we kept the office of the acting attorney general apprised of the progress of our work. And as set forth in the report, after that investigation, if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. The introduction to the volume 2 of our report explains that decision. It explains that under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
Thank you. Do you watch Bill Maher?
I am behind, but I do.
A couple weeks ago, he was like, fuck you, Bob Mueller. Which I was like, yeah, you're right. Bob Mueller should have come out and been like, I don't care what the Justice Department says. This man committed crimes. I'm going to indict him.
Right.
He should have fucking done that. And he's fucking pussy. Gets on, he's like, I'm not going to testify. Like, guess what? Guess what, Mueller? You're going to be a private citizen because you just resigned. You can't just say, I'm not going to do a subpoena to the Congress. Yeah. You will be arrested. You do not have the protection of fucking Justice Department anymore.
Right, right.
And also, can we talk about Bill Maher being, not Bill Maher, Barr.
Barr, fucking Barr.
He's fucking Trump's personal lawyer.
Yeah.
At this point. It's just, like,
he's a right-hand man.
As bad as Sessions was,
oh.
Like, Jeff Sessions. I would kill for Jeff Sessions at this point.
Dude,
Are you fucking kidding me?
He's a slime ball, though. I meant...
No, I would kill for him right now. He recused himself like a decent human being.
That's true.
Who knew Jeff Sessions would be, like, a good
man?
He's
a fucking possum, though. I mean, I saw him at the Emmys last year when I went, and, he's that just, like, greasy slime ball. Greasy slime ball.
But he was a better, more decent man than this Barr piece of shit is.
Right now, with history right now, yes, I agree with that.
Oh, God, like, they're going to have a field day. They're going
to
have a field day. So, that's interesting. SNL just quit, or they had their season finale last week, so.
They quit.
They're
like, what?
What?
They've quit all these years now?
Their season finale was, the song, Don't Stop Me Now. And so it was like Trump singing, like, Don't Stop Me Now. And my prayer is when they have the season premiere next, you know, like in September or whatever,
yeah,
that he'll be gone.
That would be
like
nice.
They have no choice but to impeach, and I'm just
well, I mean, at this point, but why do you think Nancy Pelosi, like,
she's terrified,
she's strategic about it, but why
she's exactly terrified that, because any impeachment proceeding, even if it's just an inquiry, that's plenty of attack for the right, and the thing is, it's never going to pass the Senate, so he's going to be impeached, but he's not going to be removed, because you need the Senate to vote to remove him.
Okay, that is so confusing, it needs to be changed.
Reason. What it does is
the
House decides to impeach a president, and they have impeachment inquiries, and then they have a vote, mm-hmm. whether to continue with impeachment proceedings. And then in the House, it'll pass, so it'll be passed to impeach. And then it goes to the Senate, and then the Senate has to have, like, their own inquiries, and then they vote whether to impeach or not. And because there's so many pissant little dickless assholes in the Senate,
right.
It's not going to pass. So it's going to be, like, she's worried that in 2020 he'll have ammunition to be like, look at these Democrats trying to get me down, and they couldn't get me.
She's smart as fuck. I know that.
But the thing is, they have a duty. They have a duty. They just have to do it.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like, you don't know what's going to happen.
That's true.
You do not know.
You can't control the scenario.
And even if you do lose in 2020, guess what? You're probably going to lose anyways.
Right.
Because right now, Trump's going to win. You impeach that motherfucker. You put everything out in the open. He might not win. So that's when he's... I feel like it's coming in June. I feel like it's coming. I think
it feels like it's coming. And I mean, the fact that he's freaking out. Because, I mean, even the whole
thing. Oh, he's off his damn
rocker. Yeah, the fact that he's like... The whole moment of... I was just listening to Pod Save America on the way over here. And because I'm so
I
far...
Love them so
I love
much.
Them so much. I love
you.
I want us to all have a podcast together at,
John,
like, at
love
some
it.
Point.
Will you be my boyfriend even though you're
God.
Gay?
Will you be my boyfriend? I really I love you. This all to have because they're so great.
Will you be my gay boyfriend?
But I'm so behind on all their amazingness because...
Oh, just
so
start
fast.
Start the recent and then go
Oh, back. I did. Like, right. I started doing that. Like, yeah. I just watch recent and go back in time when I can. But they were covering last point of it. With the fact of, you know, how he was so prepared for the saying of being, like, the cover-up, and he just wanted to work with the infrastructure, and it's like...
Oh, you mean the sign, yeah.
Yeah, the sign was
the
already
Kinko
up there.
Sign.
The Kinko sign.
Well, here's what I love about Pod Save America. One of the guys was like, okay, I worked in the White House,
right.
I know...
Yeah, no, this is the one I listened to today, yeah.
It's like, I know how long it takes to get a sign printed in the downstairs
in the basement of the White House.
In the basement of the White House, so exactly. I know exactly how long that took.
Yeah.
And
they were prepared. They already knew.
It's just, he's
an idiot.
He is, but he's also, he's winning, but I don't think he's winning anymore.
You know what I mean? He's, what I get the visual of is he's grabbing onto a very greasy rope and it's just sliding down.
Ooh, I like that.
And he thinks he's going up and he's not. He's staying in one place and he's starting to go
hair.
Slower. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's from his fake hair.
The next thing on my thing is Trump, North Korea, siding with the dictator. Good job, buddy.
Well, he said my people. I don't know if he noticed that. At one point, he's like, well, you know, I just, something to my people. I'll find the clip.
My people.
As in the people, but his people.
His.
He's thinking the U.S. is his people, as a dictator should.
You ain't my fucking... When he said my people, he meant his intelligence.
Well, I don't
think that's how I took it, but...
Maybe that's how it came across, but I'm pretty damn sure that's
so,
not how he meant that.
Going back to my favorite topic, Meghan McCain! Is there a clip where we go, I hate Meghan McCain. I hate Meghan McCain.
I'm pretty sure we can find that. Otherwise, you need to record it and send it to me, and we'll have it found.
Shh. Wait. I hate Meghan McCain. I hate Meghan McCain. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I hate Meghan McCain. I hate Meghan McCain. And cut. What I am so confused about, what I just don't understand. So I love The View. I love Joy. I love, and I've started watching The Young. So smooth. I started watching The Young Turks. Which is,
oh,
I love
yes,
them. They're
YouTube.
So fucking
They're
spicy.
They're so fucking
They're
good.
So spicy. I
yes,
love them.
Yes, Young Turks.
They hate Meghan just like I do. So on the other day, I think it was 2 days ago or something, they were talking about North Korea, and then Meghan McCain was like, I just want to remind everybody, here's what Kim Jong-un has done. Yeah. And she like listed everything, and she's like, here's how horrible he is. I'm just like, if you're on the same page as us, why are you fighting us all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you mm-hmm. you hate Trump as much as we do. He's attacking your father even though he's dead. Like, all these things.
I'm sorry, this is addressed to her or not yet?
What do you mean?
Someone addressed this to
no,
her?
No, I'm just saying that.
You need to address this to her.
I need to.
I would love
I'm just
that
like, I
film.
Don't understand why you're, and then she's constantly
fighting. Her type of people are
she's
doing that.
She's constantly
always.
Like, well, Obama did this. Well, I'm like, get the fuck over it. I don't care what Obama or Hillary did. We need to move. We need to, like, get this fucking maniac out of the goddamn White House.
If The View was on HBO or Showtime, that is the conversation that would be had. And unfortunately, it's not. Because that is what needs to be with people like that. Because for some reason, they're holding on tight to this idea of what it is, and it's not the truth.
It's clickbait. And it's
it
also,
is clickbait, yeah. No, sure,
it's
sure.
very
ratings.
Entertaining to watch Meghan
yes,
being
yes,
dumbass,
yes.
privileged piece of shit. So the funny thing is, it wasn't on today.
Oh, really?
The View was not. And yesterday, both Whoopi and Joy went on like a cuss out tyrant.
Fucking love both
about
of
something
so much.
About something. But I was just like, oh, what's happening? Okay, so that the next is Leslie Graham is up for re-election in 2020.
Mm.
He's a piece of shit. I gave money to his opponent.
You did?
Yes,
Woo!
I just gave it to. really loud.
Sorry.
His name is, let me find it, Jamie.
Oh, that's perfect for you.
He's a gorgeous black man named Jamie Harrison.
Ooh, even better.
He's a Democrat. I gave him money, so I think I'm going to give money as much as I can to him. Anyone who is that fucking turtle, Mitch McConnell, he's up for re-election in 2020.
Let's not blame the turtles.
No.
Turtle Club.
Turtle.
The Turtle Club.
Am I not turtly enough for the Turtle Club? Turtle.
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 Turtle. Not turtle?
No.
Turtle?
No.
Not turtle.
No.
Turtle. 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 I find turtle.
Turtle.
No. Chill time coming.
No.
Scumbags are scumbags.
So, do you know what Mitch McConnell said today?
Not today. He said a lot of shit.
So, you remember how he wouldn't let Obama pick a Supreme Court justice because it was an election year? Well, he was saying, oh, if something happens, he means Ruth Bader Ginsburg, by the way. He's like, that bitch gonna die. I'm like, that bitch will never die.
No, she's gonna be like the Tales of the Crypt.
She will never die.
For good
die.
Reasons. Always and forever.
Forever. He's like, oh, we'd fill it, even though it's an election year. So complete. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
It's okay. Sophie killed someone. It's fine.
Oh.
They're dead. It's fine.
Sorry.
Shh. So, but the point is that, like, he's complete, like, 100% hypocrite, and they don't care.
Of course. They don't care. They don't give
it's
a
just
fuck.
Like, you are just awful, awful. Like, it's everything the Republicans do, I feel like it's a bad 80s movie. It's a bad plot in an 80s movie that this could never happen. Oh, wait, but it does. This is just a bad fucking plot. In an 80s, like, no one could ever be like, hey, let's not feed the children. And then they go and take away school lunches for, like,
and then fire people who are giving them.
Damaging my phone.
Then they fire the people who are actually taking care of the children in these schools for food because they need to give food to children.
But it's everything. You're like, no, this could possibly happen.
Well, the fact that there were 6 children that have died so far in detention camps,
and then
one was not recognized because they didn't want to tell.
Well, and then
hit it.
The reports of sexual abuse.
That's new to me. I honestly have not heard that.
It's
fucking A. The fuck is wrong with people
But honestly, this can't be real. This is like a bad, made-for-TV, evil, like, genius. Like, but how did they get in? I'm gonna die with my brain exploding.
I know.
So the last thing I have on here is that I had a thought today. Bad thought, but when I don't know how to combat against the angry white man who's terrified.
Mm-hmm. There's so many of them.
There is nothing scarier than a threatened, scared, angry white man.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like we gotta let this play out.
Uh-huh.
And let them, like, think they're winning.
Right,
and calmly.
Yeah. It's at that point now.
Calmly and and quietly take power away from them little by little.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he's impeached and taken away, if he's... It's horrible to say, but it's almost like, let him win 2020.
I know what
and
you mean, though.
And slowly and quietly take power away.
Yeah.
And then we'll be fine in 2020.
The bigger cause, the bigger picture.
We'll
of
be
all.
Fine in 2024. Because there is nothing. But listen, there's nothing more terrifying than an angry, scared white man.
And I know.
And they
You
are,
mean all the gun shooters in the country right now and all the crazy ones and shit? Yeah, those terrorists in the country? Yeah.
They're
agreed.
So it's
fucking bullshit.
If the gods hate us and we are stuck with another 6 years of this maniac, it's okay because we'll have the House. I truly believe we can get the Senate,
mm-hmm.
and we can just slowly but surely.
We're going around the back of the House instead of the actual front door.
Let that psychopath tweet all the fuck he wants, but slowly but surely, we're just going to take and take and take back. And until they're pacified and they're cool,
right?
And then they're like, oh, we'll take this, we'll let a Democrat in. We already won everything. But it's, if we win 2020, we have a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate and a Democrat President, they will lose their fucking minds.
Right.
And I hate that we have to coddle them and we have to, like,
right, yeah,
think point. About this. But it's a thought I had. It's yeah. just a thought I had. And, of course, what I want to do is say, fuck you, assholes, deal with it.
No, but just but a they're great fucking point. Terrifying. It's a great point of reality
yeah.
and strategy and everything.
Democrats are...
With political strategy.
Yeah. Democrats aren't going around sending pipe bombs to Republicans.
Right.
Republicans, crazy right. psychos are.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. There's definitely a difference of what's going on with the country. And
no one's going around shooting in a birdie hat. They're shooting around in MAGA hats. So, it's the false equivalency.
Even, I mean, it was interesting, though, too, like, the, I don't know if you saw the whole, the KKK rally. They had 6 to 9 people, and then there was and 600 the counter, people yeah. rioting against it, which is great.
And then I love that it was like, oh, they're being bullied. I'm like, yeah. You're allowed to bully
KKK. As they fucking should be.
You're allowed to bully KKK members.
That's not bullying, though. Like, let's make sure we know what bullying really fucking is.
Well, because it... But again, it's the false equivalency.
Yes.
Because it's not equal.
No, it's not.
You are rallying as a KKK member
because... Against hate, with hate.
No. Because you think you are superior.
Yes.
You actively want to eradicate races. You want to hurt people that are not your color.
That's
that
the thing.
Is what you
want
to
do.
You want
to hurt people.
You want to hurt people, and you're rallying
because of your beliefs.
Because
that's
of that.
Never acceptable. No matter what your beliefs are, never acceptable.
So if there's 6 of you, and then there's 100 people saying like "fuck you," that's awful. That's not. That's they're like, oh, you're bullying those 6 poor little KKK members. I'm like, no, because their hatred and their
first of all, I would slap somebody if they ever said that to my face. Like, oh, those poor KKK members?
But
are you fucking
that's
kidding me?
That's what they did at Charlottesville.
I know.
That's
I
what
know,
they did.
I
good
know.
Good people on both sides.
But no. And I get the freedom of speech until you want to hurt somebody else. That's not freedom of speech.
But were they denied their freedom of speech?
Not in today's world. Not in today's world.
But the thing
is, fucked upness of it.
But no, they weren't, those 6 KKK members...
No, I get that. I get that.
Free and allowed to say whatever the hell they wanted to say. No one said they couldn't. There were just 100 people showing up saying, like, we disagree with you.
Right.
And we're going to say it to
you. Nobody got hurt in this
fucking
one, thankfully.
Face.
But what is the difference in other countries? Isn't it in Australia, I think it is, that they have a law where if you're hateful like that, you can't say shit like that? I know it's not the freedom of speech that we have here. I get that. It's not the First Amendment. It's not that. But there's got to be, at some point... There's gotta be a boundary with that shit.
Well, I agree.
I don't know the answer. I'm not saying I'm agreeing with the answer. I'm just saying that there's gotta be, because it's not working.
But,
it's not working
but,
anymore.
But
people are getting killed because of the freedom of speech.
But we found the answer because we shamed them. You KKK members allowed to gather, mm-hmm. allowed to say whatever the hell you want, but we're also gonna show up.
Yeah, true.
So we did not say,
power,
you're not,
power
we did not
power.
Say, hey, you're not allowed to say anything. We just said that you're going to say what you're going to say, and we're going to say what we're going to say, and we're louder and there's more of us.
True that.
So there's no, like, what I have a problem with is that it's not about, you're allowed to stand on a corner and scream your head off and say whatever the hell you want to say.
Mm-hmm. There's plenty of that in Hollywood. Billboard.
You're allowed to say whatever you want to say. That's the right... of free speech.
True.
It is not your right to be put on CNN. It is not your right to have a television show with sponsors. It is
right.
not your right to have a YouTube Correct. Channel that's supported by YouTube. It's not your right to have posts on Facebook supported by Facebook. These are independent companies. A platform is not
mm-hmm.
freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why... Going forward, my prayer is that all these, like, CNN, MSNBC, like, all of them, I know it's good TV, I know it's, like, look at these horrible, awful people, oh my god, look at this segment of these horrible, awful people, but the point is that you're giving them airtime, you're giving them oxygen, you're giving them exposure.
Yeah.
Don't put Kellyanne on your TV show.
No.
Don't put Sarah Huckabee Sanders on your TV show. What? They're liars.
They're bad actors. That's all they are. They're really bad. They're really bad actors.
Actually, Kellyanne's a really good actor. I'm gonna give her that. She's really fucking good.
She's just...
No, you watch them, you're like, damn.
I don't like her sliminess. I can't stand... No amount of good makeup tutorials and hair products will help her. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean about that. I'm just saying that it's true. Like, you cannot... Same thing with Huckabee Sanders. Some people... Remember when they were making a big deal? Like, don't bully her because she's not, like, the beautiful person.
No, I'm making fun of her because she's a liar.
No,
because
she's a fucking liar and a bad person, and she has signed her life to the devil to have this job.
Mm.
And that's why she's ugly. It has nothing to do with her looks. It has nothing to do with her body type. It has
really
nothing.
Not pretty.
Well, because it has a lot to do with her soul and her integrity.
If she was a nice, pretty person, I'd be like, she's pretty. Don't put Giuliani.
Yeah, he's gone.
Like, don't put these... And what I hate... Like, I watch CNN, but what I hate about it is that they always have, like, that conservative commentator... I don't fucking need it.
They all have attitude now. It's not like a journalistic point of view anymore. And I agree with that. Like, I still will watch CNN more than anything else, but I don't go and be like, oh, well, that's the truth. Like, I'm still aware that it's biased now.
And the same thing with The View. Like, I don't need Meghan McCain.
Right.
I don't need her.
But the other side does.
I don't give a fuck.
Like, I know you don't. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. Oh, I forgot there was a live. I'm so sorry, baby. I'm so sorry,
Bella.
Baby.
It's my baby girl.
I'm so sorry. I'm not
my
used
dog.
I'm okay. let me real with you. I'm not used to live things.
Oh my
god,
this is great though.
That's great. I'm not used to live things in my apartment, so when she brushed up against me, I was like, it's a ghost.
She does that.
I was terrified.
She's
Eeyore
though.
I'm
she's
sorry,
Eeyore.
Baby.
You hurt her feelings.
I'm
look at her.
Sorry. Come here.
Do you want to come up on the couch? She works it, don't worry.
Do you want to come on?
She's
the
a
couch?
Good little actress. She's a drama queen. We love her. Anyway, but yeah. No, you make a great point.
I always make a great
point. I know. I told you that earlier. Why are you judging my...
I'm not judging. I'm just saying that. Oh, baby girl. I'm sorry.
It's okay. She's fine. She'll get over it. No, I think that's valid. I mean, everything you've come across is really valid. I thank you for your thoughts.
Anything? My notes are done.
Your list is gone. No, I think you covered everything I have on my paper, too. I think, let's see here. I have some audio clips I'm going to play that I'm really excited about. I won't get into it now, but some really good ones you found about the, I watched... So the last segment I would say, is there anything that you'd like to recommend? For example, like, I watched that documentary... I can never remember the title of it, though. I forgot to write down.
Great recommendation.
Shut up! No, on Netflix, it's the, I'm going to look it up right now. The Down the Hill or something. It's the one of...
Oh, the one with AOC.
AOC.
Take Down the Hill or something.
Take Down the Hill or Capitol Hill.
Here's what... Okay, can I tell you?
Can I
tell you my favorite thing about that documentary?
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The documentary is called Knock Down the House, and it's found on Netflix. Watch it today, guys. Watch it, watch it, watch it.
If I was a rational person, I would have dropped out of this race a long time ago.
Crowley hasn't had a primary challenger in 14 years.
He's taken $3 million per cycle.
He's gonna tell me I'm small, that I'm young, that I'm inexperienced.
My mom cleaned houses growing up.
I never really saw myself going into politics.
Americans aren't asking for a lot. They're just asking for politicians to help them get by.
I can do this.
I know you can.
Left wings, I was a broken thing. Had a voice, but I could not sing.
We're doing something very controversial. People say, how dare you mount a challenge to someone who's so established? So lost a line,
have been crossed, had a voice. It's not just our family. It's 30,000 families a year. Losing loved ones because they don't have insurance.
I was not trying to become an activist. I live 6 minutes from Ferguson. Being a woman of color, our image is scrutinized. People in my district, this is how we look.
I come from a long line of coal miners.
We've been collateral damage. They underestimate us.
I'm running because everyday Americans deserve to be represented by everyday Americans.
I'm not
going to allow my daughter to have died for nothing.
The problems that we have in our district, we ourselves can fix.
I get scared of the cynicism from people really believing in something and then it not working out. I just don't want to let them down.
You have to be fearless, or they're going to come after you. Nobody owns you yet.
No matter what the outcome, it will never be the same.
We're going to fight for each other.
Some of us have got to get through. It's about the whole movement.
For one of us to make it through, 100 of us have to try.
Said a lot of really smart things.
A lot of great things were said. We don't know what was missed, and it's really unfortunate, but for some reason is what it is. So we
just know it was the smartest things anyone's ever heard.
It was a really fucking good rant. We had a really good time. I mean, we had about 40 minutes saved, so that's good. But technology. On one level, it really helps us to use a social platform for the right reasons, and other times it just leads to the really good lessons we should be learning.
I'm really mad right now.
Don't be mad.
I have a lot of things to be mad about. This is not helping my anger issues.
Oh, boy. Don't hit that! No! Oh!
Okay. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Whatever. It's all going to go. Stop. Everything disappears. Nothing lasts.
Down the rabbit
nothing
hole.
Saved.
The law
dog I'm going to die. People die at me. It's
oh,
fine.
My God! All right. Follow us on social media. Thank you. We love you. Bye.
I want to die.
Entertainment Podcast Network. Entertainment and culture. Artist owned. Fan supported.